Blackstone Audio presents Broad Strokes, 15 Women Who Made Art and Made History, in that order, by Bridget Quinn. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For Lucas and Zuzu, artists and athletes, and for Roe, always. And for Pollyanne Quinn, with love and admiration, and apologies for the bad words. I think it would be well, and proper, and obedient, and pure, to grasp your one necessity and not let it go, to dangle from it limp wherever it takes you. Then, even death, where you're going no matter how you live, cannot you part. Annie Dillard, Living Like Weasels. Introduction. It was 1987, the spring of my first college year in California. I was still a teenager, though just barely, and what I would make of myself in the world preoccupied my waking hours. In a move that made no rational sense to anyone, including myself, I was majoring in art history, a topic I knew nothing about. But somehow, art was the thing I wanted most to understand. So in I jumped, a girl raised on the high plains of Montana, where our town's one museum was dedicated to the work of local cowboy artist Charlie Russell. That spring, I was thrilled that my courses had entered the 20th century at last, including a class dedicated to modern American art. After 3,000 years of gods and nudes and kings and saints and boating parties on the Seine, I was finally comfortable. The class began with regionalist painters like Thomas Hart Benton and Grant Wood, whose homey depictions edged along the paintings.